everyone. Welcome back to Relax with Animal Facts. I am Steph Wolf, and today I am going to be learning with you about our furry, scaly, or possibly even slimy friends. And in today's case, it is definitely going to be a furry friend of ours, because we are covering the oh-so-wonderful Dachshund. This, of course, is a very special listener episode dedicated to Carolyn and Davram, April, and to Ari. I am so grateful for your listenership, and I hope you enjoy your very own episode. It is worth mentioning right on the top, before I get a bunch of angry emails, there are a bunch of ways to pronounce the name of this animal. If we want to be really proper and real German about it, we can say Dachshund, but for obvious reasons, I'm not going to say that. I have heard Dachshund, Dachshund. I will be saying Dachshund until the end, so hopefully it is to your liking. For those of you that are not aware of the YouTube channel, I recommend you check out Relax with Animal Facts on YouTube. There is a video if you go on the popular tab, which is the orangutan episode, explaining how phalanges come to be. I'm working on a new video about the platypus, and so be on the lookout for that. You can also go to patreon.com/relaxwithanimalfacts for more of the show, for voting opportunities, for new episodes, and more. A huge shout out to George Vlad for the ambiances used in today's episode. His work is linked in the description, and you should check him out. And now, let us begin to wind down a little bit. If this is your first episode, I welcome you to our animal podcast family with open arms, a family that grows every day and has people all around the world. If you are a returning listener, you know exactly what I am going to be asking of you. I have three primary exhortations for you. The first is that you put on a pair of running or hiking shoes, the kind of shoes you don't mind getting a little bit of dirt on. My second encouragement to you is arguably the most important. It is to realize, perhaps, where you are carrying some tension. It might be in the head, the neck, the shoulders, the legs, wherever it is, my exhortation to you is the same. Do your best to relax whatever it is that you are tensing. It can be pretty difficult to relax when we are stiff as a board. If it is the case, which it very well might be, that you don't know where you carry tension, a little exercise can help. Start in your mind from the bottom of your feet and just scan all the way up to the top of the head, relaxing your body in sections. So you would first let go whatever tension you have in the feet, then the calves, then the upper parts of your legs, and up and up. This is a surefire way of 1. Helping you understand where you carry that tension, and 2. To actually being able to let it go. Here on Relax with Animal Facts, we are the animal podcast family, that is true enough, but we are also the Jello Squad. We become Jello together every week, and we always give our best Oscar award-winning impressions of that tenseless thing. My third encouragement to you is that you give your mind permission to wander and journey with me near a cabin in the woodlands where the Dachshund resides. Having a cottage or a cabin is a real luxury, but today, together, we all have a cabin to visit. We are here to explore the sausage dog, or the dachshund, an animal that was bred for a specific purpose, which is why we're here in the first place. The dachshund is a dog breed, of course. It is a combination of the hound and the terrier developed in Germany. The entire talos, that is, the end of the dachshund, what they were made for, was to pursue badgers into their burrows. Hence, of course, their hot doggy shape. Whenever I see these dogs walking around, I have to admit it is a visceral feeling of joy. If something that adorable could just punch you in the gut, that is the feeling I'm trying to describe. It is a long-bodied and characteristically lively dog with a deep chest, short legs, tapering muzzle, and long ears. They are often a reddish-brown or a black and tan color, and they come in two sizes, standard and miniature. A further subset has three different coat types. Dachshunds can be smooth, long-haired, or wire-haired. The height of the standard dachshund is roughly 8 to 9 inches, or around 20 to 23 centimeters, and they will weigh from between 16 to 32 pounds, around 7 to 14 and a half kilos. The miniature dachshund is significantly shorter and weighs no more than 11 pounds or 5 kilograms. Remember that the scientific name for the dachshund, or the more German Dachshund, will be the same as the beagle, as the chihuahua, because they're all dogs. Canis lupus familiaris. We did a general dog episode, and now we have a lot of interesting breeds to get to. We will wait until the end to figure out what their common name, dachshund, means. As we learned before, these dogs were bred to hunt badgers. Their tiny legs keep them low to the ground while tracking odors, an incredible little mechanism that they have. I'm not sure if being short and stubby is a mechanism necessarily, but I'm just going to call it that. Their thin, sausage-like bodies help them to crawl inside the burrows in search of badgers, things that a German Shepherd or other larger dogs would have a great amount of difficulty doing. But just looking at the dachshund, one can be easily misled. While they are small, they are fearless and fierce. Their personalities are always very lively and exciting, sometimes some would say unpredictable, but for the owners of these dogs, those qualities can be channeled into an incredibly efficient hunter. And in fact, in the entire world, they are the world's smallest hunting breed. They stand beside other larger working breeds like pointers, springers, labradors, and other larger dogs. And one wonderful thing is that this breed of dog, unlike larger breeds, have relatively lengthy lifespans. On average, they will live from between 12 to 16 years of age, while the oldest dachshund was a dog from New York that lived to be 21 years old. An impressive feat. These dogs are also talkative. There are some breeds that can be quite shy, and then there's the dachshund. They are known and noted for being quite loud and vocal about how they feel. No postman is spared a word. They are probably not as vocal as huskies, for example. I don't believe that dachshunds are howlers in particular, but they're still very vocal. Some describe the dachshund as a bit greedy when it comes to food. Their small size can again be pretty deceptive. While on the outside they look small and thin, on the inside their stomach is basically a black hole. Anything that comes into it just goes into a void. So their health is extremely dependent on the owner to make good decisions for them. Also, because they are hunting dogs, they love exercise and stimulation. So a regulated and healthy diet in combination with that is awesome. The history of the dachshund is pretty interesting. They became very closely connected with Germany in their image because during World War I, they were employed in a ton of media and propaganda. Kaiser Wilhelm II had a well-known fondness for the sausage dog. Some say that it was this linkage that contributed to a decrease in the breed's popularity in America. To combat this effect, some tried to rebrand the dachshund as a badger dog, among other names, but it didn't stick. We still call them the dachshund, and that's totally fine. You might be surprised to know, those of you that have the wiener dog, the dachshund was the first Olympic mascot. Waldy, a multicolored dachshund, served as the official mascot for the 1972 Munich Olympic Games. This was the first time the Olympics had a mascot, and Olympic officials actually designed that year's marathon route in the shape of a dachshund. Quite the honor, I must say. One other really interesting thing is that they had their own little Olympics. There have been, though I don't know if any more, dachshund races. It began in Australia in the 1970s and has since spread throughout the world. Admittedly, I have not searched this up, but I will do so as soon as I can. The Wiener Schnitzel Wiener Nationals, an event that I must get tickets to, has been held annually in Southern California since 1995. So, I assume from this that this still happens in certain places. This sport is not considered a serious one because dachshunds were never intended to be racing dogs, but many have said it's entertaining. If the dachshunds are just having fun racing their friends and are adorable in the process, I'd watch the Wiener Schnitzel Wiener Nationals. One fact that I absolutely did not know was that Britain's first cloned dog was a dachshund. This dog was named Winnie, and Winnie's owner joined a contest to win the opportunity to have her dog cloned, something that would typically cost more than 60,000 euros. Scientists used only a skin sample from Winnie to produce Mini Winnie. According to her owner, Mini Winnie looks precisely like Winnie did as a puppy, and Minnie is in good health and is anticipated to enjoy a long life. Cloning of creatures is also a pretty big ethical issue for many people. I'm not here to contribute to the debate. I am only reading out facts. I imagine an argument for this dachshund cloning would go something like this. Premise 1. The world is a better place with more dachshunds in it. Premise 2, cloning of dachshunds make more dachshunds. Conclusion, dachshund cloning makes the world a better place. But like I said, it's an ethical or moral issue for some, so we're not going to get into that here. It was actually Queen Victoria that boosted their popularity. She popularized many things in the UK, including Christmas trees and white wedding attire, but unsurprisingly, she was also a huge supporter of dachshunds. She once said, "Nothing will turn a man's home into a castle more quickly and effectively than a dachshund." Quite high praise from Queen Victoria. In terms of the care of this animal by owners, the dachshund requires daily opportunities to run, sniff, and investigate, preferably in a fenced yard with leashed walks. A dachshund should not be let off-leash, I guess depending on the circumstance, in unfenced areas due to its independence and desire to follow scent trails. They are adventurous little critters, and dachshunds enjoy playing a variety of games, including pursuing but not always returning balls and others. They really enjoy games or sports that tests their hunting ability, such as the barn hunt. So maybe, depending on your situation, you can take a treat, and instead of just giving them it right away, you can hide it somewhere and they can look. You'll see their little tails wagging around furiously as they perform that task they were made for. Besides, of course, making every house a castle, according to Queen Victoria. And now let's move to the name of this breed of dog, dachshund, or dachshund. What does it mean, or where does it come from? This one is extremely simple and straightforward. It is a combination of two German words, dachs and hund, the former being badger and the latter being dog. So taken together, they are the badger dog. Sometimes I love when these things are straightforward. And now let's move to the dad joke. I can't actually choose one, they're all so good. So why don't I just read a few? Check this out. What do you call a cold dachshund? A chilly dog. How do you know if that missed call was from a dachshund? Check its caller ID. What do you call a sausage dog who refuses to go on walkies? Pulled pork. This is the last one and perhaps my favorite. Dachshunds will be remembered as the greatest dogs. After all, history is written by the wieners. As a 26-year-old man who tucks in his t-shirts into his jeans, I approve these dad jokes. Now, let us move on to the Spotify Q&As. On the Humpback Whale episode, I asked you guys, what song do you think they are always singing? Eno kicked it off saying, some opera songs. You Save Me When I'm Sad. Your voice is amazing and becoming jello helps so much. A humpback whale singing Pavarotti is definitely a very good image. And I'm glad you enjoy the show, Eno, and it helps you. Astrid said, get down on it. Woo woo. Get down on it. Cool and the Gang. I imagine the humpback whale just throwing its head around while singing that song. Great answer, Astrid. Quinn writes, I think he would sing Wellerman pretty good. Wellerman, I am pretty sure, is like a pirate shanty. I'd imagine that by chance when they're in those big groups, singing pirate shanties is something they do. That is a vibe. On Instagram, I asked you guys on the last post, which animal do you most wish offered you a piggyback ride? Julianne87 says, I think that a piggyback ride on a bear would be pretty cool. For me, I think that even if a bear offered a piggyback ride, I'd be a bit too afraid to get on there. Maybe if it was a polar bear with a saddle, but I guess if they're offering not to eat me either. Raya says, I think the humpback whale would be the obvious answer. That is, of course, a great answer. I'm not sure how many of you saw that new Avatar movie, but if I could hold my breath for like 10 minutes or something, riding on a humpback whale would be pretty cool. TeganCapri09 says, a panda for sure. I feel like a panda would offer you a piggyback ride and then just sit there. God forbid they start rolling forwards. Pandas are like little jelly beans sometimes. They just roll when they feel like it. So I don't know if I would trust a panda that offers me a piggyback ride. I just thought of a dad joke. What's white and then black and then white and then black again? A panda rolling down a hill. That's a little bonus one. The last bit of communication with you guys is coming from Apple Podcasts, where Harvard585 is writing all the way from the United States of America. I am very honored that all of Harvard University listens to my show. I'm just waiting for Yale585, Stanford585, MIT585 to leave their reviews too. But Harvard says, his calming voice describes fascinating animals, allowing you to visualize their characteristics and habitats in great detail. Each episode is an exercise in mindfulness that has helped me quiet anxiety and conquer insomnia. If Harvard were to write a message, I'm pretty sure that would be the one. This person also put as the title of their message, Steph Wolf is the Bob Ross of the animal kingdom, which gives me some pretty big shoes to fill. I'm pretty sure one of you said that like 3 years ago, and I greatly appreciate the compliment. But I'm glad, Harvard, that the show helps you, and if you don't mind, just give Yale a shout. If the show helps you at all, getting involved with it through Instagram or Spotify or on Apple Podcasts through reviews is a great way to help it grow and get better. Because I make this show for you guys, I love to know what you're thinking, and it gives me a better idea of the direction the show is going. I again encourage those of you who are not already subscribed to the YouTube to subscribe. I'm pretty sure I'll have this new episode done by next week or 2 weeks from now. And if you want more exclusive content, you can go to patreon.com/relaxwithanimalfacts. To request an animal for a future episode, you can go to relaxwithanimalfacts.com and click on the Submit and Animal Request tabs. To reach out to me, Steph Wolf, for any other reason, you can send an email to relaxwithanimalfacts@gmail.com or send a message to relaxwithanimalfacts on Instagram. A huge shout out to George Flad for the ambiances used in today's episode. His work is linked in the description and you should check him out. The resources used for today's facts come from akc.org, britannica.com, and SophieAllport.com. What a wonderful animal we have learned about today. An animal, again, that just gives you a gut punch of cuteness. The OG, the original hot doggy. I am Polish, so I want to say Polish sausage, but it's more like a German sausage. And those of you that own the Dachshund or the Dachshund now understand that you are kings and queens of a castle. As Queen Victoria said, owning this animal is the quickest way to a castle. So, congratulations. I am so grateful that you have taken the time to join me and learn with me, and I look forward to our next adventure together with the next animal. Take care.